This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reality has struck him? No, has strike? What is it? I'm glad we're off to a good start. This hour of our programming every week is called the Talk Radio Roundup, which means we have rounded up some of the most famous voices in America. Yay! At least a couple of them, anyway. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner are here, both from the Good Day program. Jennifer also hosts on the morning program at KRLA Radio Los Angeles. Woo, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Calm down, Jennifer. Uh-huh. All right, so our job here is to go through some of the hot items on the charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine, publishing every week their research stories, top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people associated with those stories. You can get the list on gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. At number 10, the missing submarine. Ooh. Not much left to say about that.
I would say that's number one this week.
Yeah, though, I would have too.
Frankly.
We'll turn the list around. People thinking about the drama. And as Jay pointed out earlier, Jennifer, the idea that they suffered, apparently that is not the case. This thing just exploded or imploded, same thing, basically. So my question would be, first of all, why would you do this, number one? Number two, it's the same group of people that would go spend $250,000, take a ride on either the Virgin rocket ship or the one that Musk, whoever is making
these things. Yes, but no. You know, I heard an interview that made me totally change my mind about the whole thing.
Really?
Because I've heard a lot of people saying, I've heard people from the left saying, oh, these people are just billionaires. We shouldn't care about them. They're just billionaires. And then I've heard people on the right say, well,
how did this get to be political? Wait a minute.
Always.
We just started this.
Always.
Everything is.
Everything is. And then I've heard people on the right say that this guy, the guy that owns the place, that he'd only hire young people of color and not white people. Look, what I heard, and so then they're like, if he had focused on regular stuff instead of DEI, like DEI, then he'd be fine. But I think that I heard this guy talking who had been down in that little tin can, and I mean, I question the sanity of all of them just from that purpose, because it seems like something I would never want to do. Like, it would be a punishment. But they were talking about how his, you know, private business, right, that operated without government funding. He wanted to explore the depths of the sea. Everybody who signed on to get in there knew that this was not the safest thing ever. They knew the risk. They signed away.
That kid, the 19-year-old kid, told his aunt.
Yeah, that's the saddest part, is that somebody brought their kid with them. I mean, that's a whole different story. But by and large, these people would use that money. He'd spend the money, and then he'd use the money to fund his company so that he could keep exploring. And in the nature of exploration, you know, God love the fact that we have crazy people.
Yeah, important to have that.
Yeah. So it kind of changed my mind. You know, it's weird that everybody's looking for somebody to blame and people are on politics. It's like, just enough. It's sad. People lost their life, number one. Number two, holy smokes, would go into a tin can. But number three, thank God somebody would, because think about all the other things that seemed crazy that people did, and that's why we can fly in airplanes now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Try taking that ride with the Wright brothers on the beach.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, thank God for the spirit of some to have
exploration.
Explorative and adventurous.
Be the first person to get on a boat when somebody tells you the world is flat,
right,
and figure, I'm not going to go over the edge of the world.
So. Let's go see.
Exactly. Yep, that's it. You hit the nail on the head with that one, Jennifer. One of the things that isn't here is the visitor of the Indian, is he prime minister, the president, whoever?
Modi. He's the prime minister.
Yeah, right. And how important is that to us? There are a lot of people who think the Chinese are trying to bring them over to the dark side.
They are.
And you look at the protests that are going on this week on the border, the Indians who don't want anything to do with the Chinese, but yet they're still there waving their money around and helping to influence and embrace, in fact, a country like that. And there are others that they're doing it. And I think that's the message here, at least in part, what's going on with them. And where are they getting their energy? And just, you know, they've got, the country is out of control because they have too many people. They can't run, it's almost, they have, what, four times as many people as America. We can't manage 350 million people here. Never mind a billion people wandering around in the streets of India. And that's, by the way, the same problem they're having in China because it's too big to manage. So they're trying to stick their tentacles out so they can push some of the people out. And so anyway, but here's politics again. There was a reception, a state dinner at the White House, and the liberal Dems decided not to go because they didn't like his speech. He's working with Putin. He's a Hindu. I mean, there are all kinds of things that have caused this. There's a lot of bigotry toward Muslims. Most people are so ignorant, they don't know the difference between a Muslim and a Hindu, the garb that they wear, all of this stuff, just amazing. So I thought that was something. When you get to Joe Biden being number one on the people list, if you can separate him away from his moron son, then, you know, this is probably
are
the biggest
are they so
activity.
Moronic? They seem to have figured out the system, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's
I'd like to say they're dumb, but I don't think they are.
Number, what is, let's see here, on the list, the Biden thing is number two, actually, in the plea deal. I don't know, I look at that stuff and I just become like a blank on the page with me. Because these people are all so corrupt. They use their offices to enhance themselves. It's happened since way back when. And I always go back to LBJ and what a corrupt he was.
But I think I have to give you credit on this one a little bit more. That's why I don't like to hear you give Biden too much of a pass, because he's like birthed of the system that you've warned about for years.
Yeah.
You've talked about this. Look, I think most people started questioning the government between 5 and 8 years ago. I think people woke up around the time that Kennedy was assassinated, said maybe the government isn't always telling us the truth. That was kind of the moment where where the eyelid kind of pierced up, right? And then all the way through, and then all of a sudden, a lot of us had our eyes flash open in the last 5 to 7 years. And
Not me, you're right. I've been at this.
And you've been on it, so that's why I'm saying I can't believe it. Like, when I listen to you and I hear you give the Biden family pass, because they're like...
No, and not the family. I'm only... Joe, sort of, I don't care for his politics. I think he sucks as president. But he kind of has this air about him. And maybe he's a big phony. Maybe he's the biggest crook that's ever been president in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, he's taken $5 million for him, $5 million for his son. They have recordings of them in the room together on the phone doing these bribes. I mean... Yes, I know he comes off as likable,
Joe. So then the impeachment, number five this week, is an attempt. And McCarthy says, wait a minute, hold on a minute. Let's not get carried away with this, because this is not the right time.
I agree, I can't believe I'm saying this. I agree with McCarthy from a political standpoint. See, this is where the politics come in, because, look, if there, and I keep saying look, but it's so stunning to me that if a president is committing these things, and if there is evidence that a president has committed these things where he's sold himself essentially and sold the country out for access to him, right? For the country to pay whatever entity is that is giving him money, have the country pay it back. That is cause for immediate dismissal. That is treason. That is selling out the country, and it should be dealt with expeditiously. But from a political standpoint, the last thing you want is to be wrapped up in impeachment hearings during an election year, because the truth is, that's not very popular with the American people. They don't like the whole impeachment stuff. So we're so close to an election, let the people decide, but we need to message and show the people what's going on, because that's part of the problem. Republicans don't want to blow things up, so they don't show the evidence they have. The media covers the evidence that's there. So if there is evidence, push it out everywhere.
It's corrupt. everything, every institution in America has become corrupt. The political system, the information system, the governing, have you noticed, not as an aside, how bad Verizon service has gotten in the last month or so? Has anybody else noticed this? Everybody. Yeah.
I hardly ever have a signal anymore. I'm constantly having to reboot my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is another, we let these companies get so big, they become monopolies. We also have done that with the Republicans and Democrats who become monopolies. Where is the third party, the fourth party? Where are other ideas? They get shouted down. They get knocked down. They get kicked down. And so here we are, stewing in our own juices, almost too late, frankly. I hope it's not too late, but you look at, you know, the likes of Trump and Biden both being the major candidates, and then you look around at who is the Democrat that would be like this character who's governor of California or the governor of Florida. Both of them are turkeys as far as I'm concerned. Where are the good, strong people? Whether it's not in the best interest of the party, they don't give a damn about you and me. All they care about is their own existence. And so it goes on and on. All right, Jennifer, let's talk about my smooth skin and how wonderful you think my skin looks. Don't you think it looks
nice? Well, it does look very beautiful. That's because you've been taking... Nice. You look younger because you've been taking Balance 7, right?
Younger than springtime, am I? Balance 7 is good for your insides, and my smooth skin is good for your outsides. And Jennifer is probably the number one salesperson in the country for Balance 7 because, well, I suppose because you look so good, too. You make me look... Well, this would be the theme song for my smooth skin. You make me look so young.
Okay, so let me tell you about it. So Balance 7, let me help you out here.
So listen, I'm just singing along. Going along.
So if you are feeling like you are a little bit tired, a little run down, you're not sleeping well, your stomach's out of whack, Balance 7 helps dilute the acid buildup in your body, which unlocks your immune system. It's fantastic, and my smooth skin is for the outside of your body to make you look younger, too.
Yippee! Get it by dialing 800-793-9039.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
It's Ford's 120th birthday, but we get the gifts. Ford's Ted Ryan told me they added even more free images and brochures to the Ford Heritage Vault.
We've added about 500 pictures of Ford locations around the world. So you get Dagenham in England, Cologne, Germany, the Rouge, the famous Willow Run, where the Rosie the Riveters built the B-24 Liberator bombers. They've all been added to our website, FordHeritageVault.com. To go along with the 10,000 plus brochures and images of our different vehicles from around the world. Once again, our goal is to get every vehicle from 1903 until 2003 covered in both brochure and photographic form. And Laura, the stats on the vault are just insane. I just got May stats. In May alone, 1.7 million searches took place in the vault and 500,000 assets were downloaded.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't...
Just the perfect touch. Not to...
Who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour, talk radio review time. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with social media in the focus. You can always reach out to us, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So the focus on the missing submarine or submersible. Other stories, though, we ask people what you are following closely this week. Jay, would you please do the honors?
I sure will try.
Wait a minute. Hey, where's that microphone switch? Okay.
Terry Seavey says the Secretary of State over in China is definitely something being followed. Liz is
I wonder why. What was accomplished by that mission, if that's what it was?
Not a whole lot, sadly. And that's a good one, by the way. That's a good one that we should all be following. That I don't even think that much, because the submersible, everybody was focused on that.
It definitely took up all of the focus.
Yeah.
Well, all the oxygen out of the tube.
One of the other things, Liz was, Ovard was focused on Chipotle is coming to Canada this week.
Yay!
Yes, the Canadians are getting some Chipotle.
One of the things that this points out, by the way, we hear from people, maybe they come to me more regularly than the general, but more and more people, because of the impact of social media and the fact that they can listen to this program all around the world, just go to Good Day Show Podcast or gooddayshow.com or Doug Steffen Networks or whatever. So I'm seeing more and more stuff, especially from Canada. We have a couple of stations that are either in Canada, right on the border of Canada, in Maine, in Michigan. And so, thank you, Liz, that's a very French, she must be going in Montreal, because that's a very French, her last name is Ovard. That's a very Frenchy name. Okay, well, thank you, Liz. Anyway, keep going.
Dennis DeCotte says, Trump flapping his lips, digging more of a hole in the documents case, looking forward to Georgia dropping an indictment as well soon.
Guess he's voting for Trump.
Well, but with that name, I'm thinking he's French and Canadian as well. D-E-C-O-T is DeCotte. That would be how you'd pronounce it. I'm observing. All right, so Jay always wants to be heard. Let's find somebody we haven't seen. How about Denise? What's up
with her? Denise Frick says Hunter Biden, all things revolving around Hunter Biden right now in the news, adding, what a joke. John says...
It is, but it isn't. You know, it's one of those things. It is a joke, but it's not a joke. in essence. Go ahead.
John says the House censure, long overdue, of Shifty Schiff. No evidence of his accusations in two separate investigations.
Okay, so, Jennifer, he's your congressman. Mm. This is your fault.
Don't remind
among
me.
Among other things. Yeah.
Not my fault. I don't vote for him.
My daughter is happy to remind me whenever the conversation comes up. Dad, remember, he was born in Framingham. He lived in Framingham. He went to school in Framingham. So it's my fault.
That's a piece of his biography. The newest piece is that he's been censured by Republicans. So last week they tied the censure to like a $16 million fine. Republicans said that constitutionally you can't do that. But the Republicans said, well, he spent so much of our money doing these stupid investigations when he lied. That was their reasoning. So this week it was a clean censure. And now Adam Schiff will be investigated by the Ethics Committee in Congress.
Yeah. Well, you know what that got? Remember our friend Joel Heffley. Were you with me when Joel Heffley, was here? No, he was the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, and he was on this program every week when I did more political stuff, but I had a lot of people like him on who were actually honest, had integrity. He's the one that got rid of, not DeSantis, Tom DeLay. He found DeLay with his hand in the cookie jar, and brought an indictment against him and managed to get him thrown out of the House. And the leadership of the Republican Party at the time was so incensed that they got rid of, that he was able to get rid of DeLay, that they managed to push him out in his congressional seat in Colorado. And that was his reward for being an ethical guy. So that tells you kind of something that goes on at the hands of people on both party sides.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Titan, the Ocean Gate Expedition's deepwater submersible, holding a captain and four guests for a tour of the Titanic wreckage that went missing, was sadly found yesterday in what appears to be a catastrophic failure, killing all on board. Movie director James Cameron has roughly 33 dives to the Titanic site and told ABC News that materials used in Titan's structure was a bad choice.
This sub had no backup. It didn't have a lot of backup systems, from what I understand, and it was predicated on what I think of as a fundamentally flawed design principle, which is a carbon fiber hull, which when I first heard about a move toward composite hulls, and this was many years ago, even when I was designing my sub, I told those guys, I said, somebody's going to get killed in that sub or in a sub like it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Life. Cause it's gonna be a good day. Yeah, it's gonna be a good day.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, according to the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine, and also the social, the social media platforms, the input that people have now. I want to go back to, because we have a lot of input now, more and more every week, and it's not just about the submarine, I keep calling it submarine, submersible. It is kind of a little submarine. But then there are other things that we have sort of been in and out of this week that have attracted attention depending on where you are. And one of the things that is going on, the main studio now for this program is in Dallas, Texas, where James Collins resides, and he's on the, he's not on the air with us, but he's working the control room. The people in that part of Texas, actually all over Texas, are dealing with the heat. That is like you put an egg on the old, what's the old thing? Put an egg on the sidewalk and it'll cook itself in 10 seconds. So there are some people who had some thoughts about the heat, not only in Texas, but temperatures where they were. Jay, you want to go to Mike What is he? Where is he?
Yeah, cool. I can't remember what year it was, but there was a year where it was so crazy hot that people were putting cookie sheets with cookies on them in their car, yeah. And the cookies were baking.
Right.
I still wouldn't eat the cookies with the raw egg inside.
Well, yes. Okay, so Mike said it is cool, wet, and rainy, and it has been, for the most part, the
high mountain. Has been here where I am in New England. Same thing. Where is he? In Wyoming?
The high mountain desert of Wyoming where he lives is green and full of flowers, currently 53 degrees.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing, Mike. I want to come to where you live.
Well, it's okay if you're not trying to grow stuff. Here in my neck of the woods where farmers, including me, are stifled, I managed to get some hay baled yesterday for the first time basically this season. We're a month behind because the weather for the past month has been great for growing things, except you need sun after you have rain. The hay is very thick and rich and full, but we can't get on the fields to make the hay. And that's because of the weather that's here, the same as Mike has described up where he is. So I would think for what's going to happen, and this is never covered by the mainstream media because they don't appreciate farms, they don't appreciate farmers, they don't appreciate where the food comes from. But for those of you in the heartland that know what the reality is, that's going to be slim pickings. There are very few strawberries around this season because we had a frost in the middle of May, and not going to be any peaches. A lot of fruit trees are not going to bear fruit, and there are a lot of things that are just late growing that you'll have to get somewhere else because they're not on the farm yet. All right, so who else have we got here, Jay?
Lori says Central Illinois, no air, no fans, no rain. So far, 89 has been the highest temp, but they do have a nice swimming pond to cool off in.
Ah, good for them.
Jeff says West Tennessee is actually pretty mild the last few weeks. 85 seems to be the median temperature.
Huh. That kind of flies in the face. James, what's the temperature? What's been the temperature in Dallas the last couple of days
like
through the week?
95 to 102 or something like that. Yeah, it's been insane.
So it's eastern Texas that's getting it, not western Texas. That's interesting.
Well, Jeff's in West Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, all right, not West Texas. I thought there was an X there, and it was an N. Thank you, Jay.
Michael says it's unseasonably cool in Arizona so far. They expect an increase to normal next week. I always get a kick out of when you go to the Phoenix or Scottsdale area, how their pipes are above ground.
Yeah.
So when it gets really hot, there is no such thing as cold water. Like when you are brushing your teeth. When you're brushing your teeth, it's like this weird, not super hot, but it's just almost like the same temperature of your mouth, and it's just so gnarly.
Yeah, there's something about Arizona that seems... I owned a lot of land there at one point in time, and whenever I'd go there to visit, I couldn't understand...
Hey, do you want to own land again? I have some oceanfront property in Arizona.
But there's no whale hunting on Sundays.
No,
uh-uh.
All right, what else? Who else have we got here?
Kathy says there's no heat where she lives in South Central.
Wait, this lady's name is Kathy Bates. Why does that ring a bell?
Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
An actress.
Yeah.
From Misery, remember? Hi, Paul. Yeah. I'm your number one fan. She was a creepster, and I loved her.
Yeah, I know you like creepy
She's
things.
She's so amazing in everything.
She's just good in everything, but she's just good.
All right, who else?
So South Central Alaska, lots of rain in the 10-day forecast, but no temperatures over 67. And fortunately, there's no wildfire smoke, so that's nice. And Carrie says it's hot down here in the deep south, but it's really the humidity that gets you. Sweat won't evaporate to keep you cool. It just sticks to you like a crazy ex you can't get rid of, and that's pretty miserable.
People have such great senses of humor. Okay, let's keep cooking here. We haven't talked about the former president. I don't think there's really anything new, even though, according to talkers, it's number one. I'm not sure I buy that, but at any rate, what is...
Are we talking about Trump or about Biden?
Well, we... interchangeable these days.
Because the reason Trump made news this week is he sat down with Brett Baer and he did an interview, and half of the interview was great. He was talking about his accomplishments and all of that stuff. The other half of the interview, Brett led him into a conversation about the classified documents, and a lot of people say that he shouldn't be talking about that because the more he talks about it...
I thought the judge told him not to talk about it.
Well, yeah, not necessarily related directly to the Brett Baer article, but the more he talks about it, the more he implicates himself, and it's best to just, like, walk away.
Right. So are you suggesting that he's guilty by suggesting he implicates himself? What are you suggesting with that?
Truly, I mean, the idea comes from whether or not, and this is going to be the argument, that the documents were classified, or if they were unclassified, because as president, you can show people whatever you want, and that's going to be the greater argument. I believe that the president has a right to declassify documents. That's why I think this is a bunch of bunk, because I think that
Is there some statute that says that he can do that? Where is that?
Yeah, the National Records Act says that presidents can go through and declassify documents now. And they were all documents that he had as president. So if he unclassified it, then there's nothing here. Now, if there's an argument about what's classified and what's not, which is what I think this is going to kind of devolve into, then there could be something if he's showing around classified documents. So it really is going to depend on the definition. He's operating under the fact that everything he would have possession of was unclassified because he did it as president.
All right. So we got crooked politicians under the heading of Trump and Biden. But then there's the lovely and talented George Santos, who apparently was trying to keep from the public who paid for his bail. You know, he was in jail. He was arrested on fraud charges, some other stuff. He wanted to keep the name secret, but it turns out it was his father and his aunt who put up the dough. What in the world is there that... Where did he come from?
Well, what I was wondering is who cares if his aunt and his father put up the dough?
Yeah, why was it a big deal?
That seems like probably the least dramatic, least frivolous situation.
It could be George Soros or something, or like, you know, a Koch brother, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody who's on Coke. All right, with the war, number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war, 30,000 Ukrainian soldiers have now been trained by us. And apparently they are entering, or have entered, the fight to push the Russians. This is a counteroffensive, the biggest, apparently. But because we've been talking about this so long, I don't know that many people are paying. I'm surprised it's number 9. I'm surprised it's even on the list this week, because nobody seems to be paying any attention to any detail, except here's the this is, and maybe this is the news media, which is so corrupt anyway. There's a firm in China that sent $2 million worth of ammunition to the Russians so that they could use it to fight the Ukrainians. $2 million worth of ammo, and that has not been reported. I haven't seen that anyway. Have you?
No.
Anybody seen that?
I also haven't seen a lot of promotion around the accounting error. Did you hear about this? Like $30 billion or some ridiculous number, an accounting error that they made that ended up going to Ukraine. I mean, these people are rolling in our money.
And
I'm not saying that I don't want the Ukrainians to beat Vladimir Putin, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, how much money can we withstand sending over?
Well, why is it only us?
Right.
I guess that why are we the biggest ones here?
Because we're the biggest idiots, you know? We're the biggest people that just think, oh, we can print more money, and then one minute we wake up and we're not the superpower that we used to be.
Well, what's the story about the Chinese are pushing to have their currency be the standard of the world?
Of course.
I don't know that it's going in that direction, but still...
There's a meeting that's going to be held where China, India, Saudi Arabia, I believe, they're all getting together to create their own currency called the BRIC. They're going to do a BRIC currency. A bunch of losers, but that takes away the power of America when they do this.
Yeah, but now let's talk about the Saudis. Why isn't there more focus on how crooked they are and they have been? And not only with all of our politicians, you know, we talk tough. You hear the presidential candidates, we're going to take care of the Saudis, who were the ones responsible for September 11th. And then they get into office, and whether there's an attack that's put on their chair or what it is, but they seem to change their tune. And I think that there's
Obama did, Trump did, Biden has.
Right.
Everybody says we're going to hold the Saudis accountable, and then all of a sudden, like, the naked pictures come out or something, and they don't.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to figure out is there was something else that caught my attention. I'm sorry I missed in my mind where it was. I should have made a note this week. The Chinese have gotten involved in something else. And with the Saudis, that has to do with, you know, they've ruined the PGA. So now there's some other sport, it seems to me, that they're involved in. I don't. It's not the NBA. Anybody know what I'm I shouldn't probably even bring it up because I don't know. I don't remember what I saw and I didn't make a note. Oftentimes when I see something, I make a note. But I know that there's something else that the Chinese and the Saudis have gotten involved in this week to corrupt it. And I don't remember what. It's some sport. At any rate, at what point,
tennis.
Well, but at what point do we deal with this? At what point do we deal with the Saudis? Because we were, when Obama was president, one of the good things about Obama being president, we were energy independent.
No, we were energy independent under Trump, not under Obama.
No, but we started with Obama.
But the first day, we were not energy independent as a country until 2019. And I'm telling you. And here's what's so pathetic, is that on day one of Biden in office, he stopped the drilling, which is something Reagan couldn't even get done in Anwar. That's one of the things that Trump had done. And he shut down our whole operation here at home.
That's just another reason not to vote for him. Well, but it isn't the
ultimate. It's the whole reason that Russia was enabled to go into Ukraine. They also, Biden gave the power of the pipeline from Germany to Russia, which empowered Russia from a financial standpoint.
I want to know if
to go into Ukraine.
Does Biden have horns? Does he wear horns?
I love this country. I love the country more than any other president. Yeah. And he plays being a really nice guy well.
But
if you look at the racist stuff that he did as a senator, if you look at the corruption he's been involved in, he is just as much, he's more than part of the problem in this country.
I think that's the final word from Jennifer Jay. You want a final word here in this segment?
I don't know how you follow that. Jen said it so well.
All right. Kazuntai. All right, where are we? Looks like we're 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post the job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon, or the Perfect Fries and Frosty Duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wheeling down the road with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. He's here to discuss what's going on in his treehouse. That'll be, we'll focus on that for the entire segment after I tell you that O'Reilly Auto Parts is there for all your car care needs. Check out the pros, the PPP at OOO, right? Professional parts people at OOO, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yep. Nick Miles is here. I think we usually spend a little time talking about electric vehicles. The focus on electric cars may have gotten off to a slow start. Auto Trader, though, feels this will be the year electric vehicles hit the 1 million sales mark here in our country as they continue to gain more and more market share. EVs can no longer be ignored, so says Rich Rosario.
The business of EVs, or electric vehicles, is booming, and consumer interest in EVs has increased dramatically this year. EV sales grew from below 1% in 2018 to over 7% in the first quarter of this year. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
More and more, shoppers are looking for new electric cars, trucks, and SUVs, and automakers are continually developing and introducing new EV models as interest continues to grow.
That's why Auto Trader created its list of the best electric vehicles of 2023. The list is for true EVs only, no hybrids and nothing over $100,000.
To compile our list, the team and I drove and lived with these vehicles every day. We sorted out the good from the bad, and eventually we ended up with Auto Trader's 10 best electric vehicles of 2023.
To see the list, including pricing details, photos, additional vehicle information, and available inventory, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so I might, as a counter to that, say, well, Nick and I are not too sure about electric vehicles. We all know that they capture the media's attention, but then you've come up with a list of problems. Actually, the report's from J.D. Power. How did J.D. Power get to be such a powerhouse, if you'll pardon the pun, in tracking people's attitudes toward products?
They do it because they're annoying, Doug. Every time you get a thousand emails from these guys, you to tell them, you know, I mean, you usually ignore the first 599, and then occasionally you might fill half a survey out. But they manage to ask a lot of people a lot of questions, and the results are always kind of interesting. The one thing that blew me away this year is the fact that cup holders have become a huge problem. And that's because of something so simple could have been solved so easily many years ago, but with the these new wireless chargers that are coming out for your phone, they put them right where the cup holders used to go, and then you have nowhere to put your drinks. Plus, they seem to.
How about this? Don't drink while you're driving.
Well, that's the problem. But we use cup holders for everything, right? I put my phone in it. I put my car key in it. Sometimes
I close mine. I don't like them. They're in the way. I just don't like them. But a lot of people change in there, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they're in the wrong place now because of these wireless. And then the wireless chargers don't work either. So everybody's complaining. I stick my phone on it when I get in the car, so it's charged, and I get to where I'm going 2 hours later, and there's 0.5% of charge.
But are there, in general, more problems in new cars now than there were last year or the year before? Are they mounting each year?
Yeah, and I think it's because there's lots of reasons. But the biggest reason is people are overcomplicating things. Door handles don't have to come out, spin, flash, and do a small dance just so you can open them up.
Right.
You know, those were a very simple thing back in the day, but they're making them so complicated now. You know, they have to pop out of the car. They have to do that at minus 200 degrees. And just give me something that I can open my car door with. I don't need all this stuff. And so, you know, they go wrong when you put so much technology into them. And the result, well, people complain about it, and as they should.
Well, yeah, the zoom out stuff, I think what I've noticed from Tesla is that seems to be one of their, they love that. They look at our cars, you can't, everything's flush until it doesn't work, and then you can't get into the car. So I noticed that looking at the J.D. Power survey, the Chrysler brands, Dodge, is Alfa Romeo in that same company now? They belong to the same? Huh?
Yeah, Alfa Romeo is. The top is Dodge, Ram, and Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo is the number one luxury brand. Who would have thought the Italians could build a car that works properly? I mean, they are people, bottom is Volvo and Polestar and the Volvo's owned by a Chinese company. What? And they're at the bottom?
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Boo on that. You'll never say, I wouldn't buy a Volvo to save my life. Don't buy a Volvo.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.